Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
I have what some would say a beer to be jealous of and the sugars.
9.
You know, it's high time Kid Rock changed his name to Dad Rock.
Paige.
I had to say goodbye to TikTok and all the hacks after I put googly eyes on my plants and made roses out of pepperoni.
And Fatboy.
I know they have mobile mammograms for women, but I also saw a minivan that said free prostate exams, and it's got to be the same people, right?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
Look at this. This is obviously just a promo for, like, Will Smith. Yeah, the guy is worth a crap ton of money, but he also realized that people were making a bunch of, fake bootleg Bel Air apparel, Bel Air Academy, Bel Air, Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So he says, okay, well, screw that. I'm going to own it. I'm going to make my own. Well, as a promotion to that, you watch the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
I have. I'm not as big a fan of it as a lot of people are right now.
Yeah.
I have not watched it on HBO Max.
Is it on there?
It is. Oh, every episode, every season.
Well.
Not Blossom, though.
Not Blossom.
Best theme song. I'm going to rejoin with that tomorrow.
Love
the Blossom theme song.
Jenna Von Oy.
All right, so you remember the big old mansion that they lived in? Well, as part of the promotion with that, Will Smith, through the owners of the Los Angeles mansion, which is known as the Fresh Prince of Bel Air Mansion, you can go on Airbnb and rent it out. You can rent out the Fresh Prince of Bel Air Mansion.
Somebody says like $30 to rent it.
$30 a night.
Is that just, you just get like one room in the mansion, or you don't get the whole house?
You get, it's available for 5 separate one-night stays in October, $30 a night, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the show.
Oh, hell, okay.
And during the stay, lucky guests will actually be able to live in Will's wing of the mansion, which includes his luxurious bedroom, pool, outdoor lounge, and dining room. And yes, he will do a meet and greet with you.
Ah, what?
Yeah, the pool house, man. That was kind of cool looking.
He will do a meet and greet with you.
Yeah. Why? He's an A-list movie star.
I don't. Yes, he is. But he has the line of the fashion line, you know, the Bel Air Academy stuff. That's his thing now.
I'm shocked he's still in touch with all that.
But okay, so I've stayed in a bunch of Airbnbs and Vrbos. Okay, I was told recently it's not VRBO. Now it's just Vrbo.
I didn't know until I watched the bowl game last year.
Well, that's like saying, hey, we're going to get on a ZOOM call later if you want to. We're going to jump on one. Want to
chat?
But they're going to have cameras all throughout that place, obviously, because they're going to think that everybody's going to take a souvenir. Everybody, oh, I'll steal a pillowcase. I'll steal this vase, this vase off the walls. There's going to be cameras everywhere. No, they can't have them. They're not supposed to be able to have them in the bedroom or the bathroom because that's the Airbnb Vrbo rules that you're not supposed. Because remember, the guy got busted and he had cameras all throughout the cabin or whatever. He's taping people doing it and just taking showers and stuff.
Do you think they'll make it look like the set? Because they probably don't. He's like the Golden Girls house. They say it looks like it out front, but
and Will Smith's all in on this stuff. But he's making money off the revival of Fresh Prince. You know he is.
Yeah, I mean, 30th anniversary, and he's doing all the gear, and then Nike's going to do a special Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Made a pretty big deal to get it on HBO Max, like they did, and people love to watch it still.
Yeah,
and they're doing the big reunion special coming up about before the end of the year. With second Aunt Viv, they just made peace with first Aunt Viv. She's no longer mad at Will.
Oh, well, good.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's smart too. Like, you know, at the time, you don't want to give a guy like Will Smith, one of the stars of the show, like the back end money. But look what happens when you're still making money off the show 30 plus years later.
Oh yeah.
Don't you want Carlton too? Like they could work that out.
Yeah.
Come out and play some funny videos and dance for you.
He does the dance for free now on TV.
Oh.
Just whenever.
I thought he hated it forever. He hated that he was associated with the Carlton dance.
That's what I heard.
I thought he did too, but like when you see him on these celebrity golf tournaments, he'll always do it for the camera.
He likes money.
But when you have a a Vrbo or a Airbnb, you just know, generally speaking, that people are probably going to have sex in your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a hotel. You know some sex, or at least some naked bodies are going to be in that bed naked.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Well, a lot of times when you rent a vacation house, right, you have to take all the stuff off the bed and put it in the washer before you leave.
Yeah.
I've had them like that before, I guess, because they expect you to have sex, and you can handle your own sex sheets.
Sex sheets.
There's just so many of them, and they're so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just browsing around because I wanted to go to Gatlinburg and never got to go. Mm-hmm. But there were some cheap ones there. And then I was wondering, I wonder if there are any in Easley. And there are a lot of them in Easley. I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do. But
they're everywhere.
There's Vrbos everywhere.
I'm sure there's some in Piedmont, probably in my neighborhood, which is weird.
Up in Western North Carolina, people that have land like on nice rivers and creeks, they will rent out their backyard for you to camp in.
Yeah, they will.
For like $30 a night.
Oh, they're definitely watching you then.
But yeah, like I still, when I went to Charleston last time, I did a Vrbo, you know, and... Yeah, we had sex. But yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, like, these cameras now, wonderful. These cameras now are so tiny, they could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And the apps of, you know, going around the room and looking for the camera or whatever, they might not always work.
They don't always. They're not entirely reliable.
But it kind of hit me. You go on a vacation, sex is probably going to be, if you did a lot of walking or, you know, you did a lot of, you know, whatever, maybe not every day, but there's going to be sex that is had. In a hotel room, generally speaking, there's going to be sex. But let's say you're not verboing. Let's say, let's think of who in the room has vacation property. Yeah. Paige, I know it's not on Airbnb and Vrbo, but if you had Fat Boy and his wife, you allow them to come up to your rental property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't you assume they're having sex in your place?
Oh, yeah. You assume people are doing everything at your place. And you just, you know, make sure that it's clean prior to them getting there. And you make sure that everything's okay when they leave.
So can you not have any cameras, though, if she was on Vrbo? Can you have some? Because, yeah, I think you gotta have some.
Not in the bedroom or bathroom. Common areas, yes. Hallways, yes.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I mean, if I were doing it, I wouldn't be observing the people. If I feel the need to observe the people, I don't need to be renting to these people.
No, you do it for afterwards when there's stuff missing or they pretended they fell down the steps.
Yeah, again, though, I mean, you know, what happens at a hotel? They just bill your credit card for the stuff you stole.
But right. That's interesting on Vrbo because I know people that are investing in that where I own a condo and that they're making a lot of money doing that for corporate rentals and things like that.
But is it like, let's say, for instance, it's not a rental property. Let's say that Fat Boy invited Caitlin and I over to spend the weekend.
At Vrbo?
No, it's your house. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Is it bad that if you're there, let's say your kid's away, because that'll complicate things. Your kid's away, spending the night at friends. Okay. Is it bad that I'm having sex in your house, in your spare bedroom? Because part of me says yes, and part of me says you should assume that if I'm there, not because it's me, but if you invite a couple there, there might be some sexual activity.
Man, I'd prefer that you not in my spare bed.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if it happened, but I'm not going to say, like, hey, don't bang in the house.
Do you prefer that people not have sex in your guest bed, though?
I guess you would prefer not, but you know, yeah. I don't want to say don't do it and then give you the thought of doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you not to, but I do prefer, being honest, I prefer that you not.
Yeah, but it's the guest bedroom. Guest meaning there's going to be some doing.
Well, Alec came
see,
here.
I think you can have sex in, I think it's more acceptable to have sex in a room you paid for than in one you got for free.
Is that grosser than someone pooping in your bathroom?
No, I assume that's
not mutually exclusive.
Rather you do that in the yard, maybe he won't let you come over anymore.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if they poop in the bathroom, they haven't sold any sheets or bedding or anything.
What about the flip side of that? If you're the couple, you want to do that because, you know, it's kind of exciting. It's not rule-breaking, really, but it's kind of...
To say you did it at your friend's place when you stayed over for the weekend?
Somebody else's house will hook up.
But if you have somebody spend the night, 9 times out of 10, it's because y'all got too litty. Yeah. You all got too drunk for them to drive or whatever, you know, some kind of thing where you, I don't know, I just assume. But on one hand, if I'm the guest, I'm like, it's no big deal. But then again, if I'm the homeowner, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, nothing above scissoring, please.
Well, I think it's different, too. If somebody's just crashing there because they got drunk, it's not like this is an arranged visit. You're crashing here because you couldn't handle your booze. You drank too much, you crash in here now. You know what I mean? That's different than if it's a planned visit from out of town, or a friend or something coming down from Charlotte, say, for a weekend.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I think that's a little different. If you just wind up crashing here because you got drunk, no, don't have sex here, damn.
But if you stay at the house with your lady or your man and you're staying there because you're drunk, I also am assuming you're having sex. Right. I would also rather you have sex in the spare bedroom than getting there in the shower together.
What if it gets out of hand?
Wash it down the drain.
What if it gets out of hand?
All the nastiness.
You going to go stop it?
Hey, what are y'all doing in there?
I mean, like, it's obvious. Like, you know what's going on.
You can have sex in the shower, but you can't turn the water on until you're done.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But that's why I don't have guests. I have rules.
Get the waffle stomping, buddy.
It would also be fun to like go around to like celebrity or famous TV homes if you could have sex and not have to worry about there being a video camera.
Yeah, you want to do it in Roseanne's house?
Johnny Cash's grass roof.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Defile Cash's roof.
He probably did.
That's his roof. He can.
Go to
Graceland.
Can you go to the Shining Hotel?
Oh, I would like that.
You can do it in the jungle room at Graceland.
Yes.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
All right, here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Granny will be 9. Is it Flussy or Floozy?
Floozy.
Playing the role of, you misspelled it. Playing the role of Floozy.
I looked it up.
That's true.
Two O's and a Z.
Nope.
Playing the role of Floozy will be Paige.
I'm not clapping.
Playing the role of Darnold will be freaking me.
Darnold.
Playing the role of Lil Bit will be Fat Boy. And
action.
Granny posts a damn picture of a grilled cheese sandwich that's burned all to hell and back. Definitely looks inedible. Attention all, just picked this sandwich up from Blank Blanks in Blankwood because I thought it would be nice to have a grilled cheese for lunch today. Not a burnt cheese for lunch. I don't know who the damn owner of this place, but I'd be happy for them to come eat this burnt cheese sandwich and pay $3.99 for this.
I think the next time this happens, just ask for it to be corrected. These types of posts on Facebook are irrelevant and serve no good. The board is for things and places that need to be fixed, not messed up lunch orders someone messed up at their job. Okay, it happens. I'm sure you've messed up at your job once or twice. Hashtag get a hobby.
Well, obviously you have an opinion about this. Do not make me feel like the bad person here. I did not put this order together, and I will not stand for it.
I was responding to this post and giving you advice about the future. So read and heed, please.
Look, first off, these types of posts, I'm sure, are appreciated by the restaurants, and they are relevant because they make them better. It's called Facebook feedback, bitch. Ever heard of it? Lay off my granny.
Nope. Most of them say you should have asked me to fix it before you post it on Facebook. But people don't. They just leave the restaurant and go straight to social media. Stupid, I say.
Well, I don't need your damn opinion on anything or help for future reference.
I was trying to help you, lady, get a clue and a life. Quit clogging this page up with complaints, which you do frequently.
Guess what, slut? It happened on the weekend. How many damn managers do you know that work on the weekend? None. They probably out all in the lake getting drunk or swinging with other people or whatever, but they ain't working.
Yeah, that damn thing looks like somebody cooked it at a Greenville Pickens and not in the concession stands, but on the damn track. That damn thing looks like it got run over by a few damn times. You know what I'm saying? LOL. Hashtag raise hell, praise Dale.
You know, if this were your restaurant, you wouldn't want someone blasting it all over social media instead of bringing it to your attention.
Hello, man. Look, if it was my damn restaurant, I'd own every mistake that came out of my damn restaurant. I'd make sure everybody ate good. Also, there'd be a checkered flag on the sign, too, and a signed picture of Jug Clements on the damn wall. I know that much.
Wow. Okay. You must be a great boss then, so I guess you never have bad days, do you? Wow! Please show us all the ways you really must know your secrets to such a perfect life. Or, Dr. Chow's shaking fist gif.
I'm sick and tired of everybody having a damn opinion on here or everything. You, a damn grilled cheese activist? I ain't having it.
Feel free to leave.
You a slut, Flussy, and you better quit talking to people like this on Facebook.
Well, I want my damn $3.99 back's all I'm saying.
I damn Venmo it to you double if you just shut the blank up about the damn sandwich.
I'd eat a damn blank sandwich before I go back into that restaurant again.
You own that one with that one, you know what I'm saying?
And scene.
Oh, Flussy. Old Flussy. You know what? Why that was sent? I mean, it's funny, obviously, because of the grilled cheese sandwich. It was like I'd been cooked on a race car track.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jeremy Clements was mentioned on the Facebook fussing that was sent to us. We didn't change Jug's name.
That might be what keyed him in to actually send it to us, yeah. The fact that Jug was included.
Yeah. The fat boy over here calling Facebook feedback.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Feedback fussing.
Scene two. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can watch it all go down. Scene two. Playing the role of Cajun man will be Nine. Playing the role of Cajun woman will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Kenny will be freaking me. Playing the role of Steve will be Paige. And action.
I'm just about sick and damn tired of this so-called society. Look, I don't know who the hell you are, but I promise you picked the wrong truck to mess with last night. It ain't a question if, but it's a question of when I find your ass.
You tell them, baby. Ain't nobody messes with me and mine or us and ours or you and yours.
Oh, you damn right, woman. It's times like these I want to just get away from all this. The city, the people, just me and my baby out in the woods living off the damn grid.
Tags Cajun man. You know, that's right. We know how to survive in the woods if we have to. I wouldn't mind getting off the grid in times like these.
Brother, that's my dream. Living in the woods, nothing to worry about but where the next meal is going to come from. Fish, venison, turkey, whatever nature provides. That is the life for me, pal.
You don't forget the kids.
All right, if we take them, I'll have to wear a loincloth while I hunt.
Brother, damn it. That ain't what I wanted to picture in my head, but good luck finding whoever broke in your damn truck.
Thanks, bro. They'll pay through the nose and out the ass if I get my hands on them.
Let me ask you this question. WTF you gonna do if you catch them?
I won't know till I find them. We're gonna find out together.
Dude, you weigh like 500 pounds. Best you can do is have a heart attack and fall on that mother blanker.
Oh, so you want to be next, huh, pal?
Next? How many heart attacks you plan on having?
Don't listen to him, baby. He's just a damn loser.
Hey, thanks for calming me down, babe. You keep a lot of these ass blanks from getting hurt real bad.
It's these people on the East Coast, boo. The people's so much nicer in Louisiana.
All right, trust. Amen to that.
Let me ask you a question. If Louisiana's so nice, why don't you just go back there and leave us all the hell alone?
Trust me. I'd love to if it got me away from the disrespectful little puny keyboard hiding behind dickheads like you. Look, I know how to survive in the woods, and the best part is pieces of blank like you
ain't there.
Let me tell you, dude, if you ever go camping, I fully expect you to pitch a tent in a Golden Corral parking lot.
Hey, butthole, can I get back to looking for whoever broke in my truck last night?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Maybe he'll come comment on your post and confess, because you sure as hell ain't going to walk around and look for him.
Now, listen here, punk. That ain't how you talk to a grown man.
Man, this ain't even about you. This is about Cajun Man. He's trying to act like some kind of badass. Well, he ain't even bad at all.
Oh, so you are the badass here, huh?
Hell no, I ain't no badass, but I also don't pretend to be no badass on Facebook to impress my girlfriend, if you will.
Son, if I can survive a swamp, I can survive damn near anything.
Aren't you from Michigan?
So? My lady is from Louisiana. Reckon I'm Cajun by marriage.
Ooh, that's right, baby. We done claimed you as one of our own, LOL.
Okay, let me get this right. Yeah, you're Cajun by marriage, but you were born to be a dip blank.
Insane!
Okay. He's Cajun by marriage.
He's Cajun man from Michigan, yes.
Now, welcome to Louisiana, brother.
Can you tell me what the difference is between crawfish and crawdads? Let me know. Hit me up at Cajun Man.
I bet people were confused why I wasn't doing anything remotely Cajun until they found out he's really from Michigan.
He's from Michigan, if you will.
It's like, you can't sound Cajun. He's from Michigan.
I'm a little rusty on my amphibians.
That's an Iowa accent. Trust me, I know.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We move in to scene three. Playing the role of Beulah McGillicuddy will be freaking me. Playing the role of Francine will be 9. Playing the role of Dawn Marie will be Fatboy. Playing the role of the censor will be Paige. And action. I ain't Facebooked in about a mini night on account of I broke my phone. I ain't looking for no symphony by me saying that. I try to keep some good pain killions. I'm good, but the reason I say that is because the foom is wrapped up and it's difficult to text. I used Facebook on my cell phone when I was texting my family. They thought I was drunk.
You know what's weird? I actually understood everything you said. Well, you working?
You speak McGillicuddy. Ho, 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 ho. And hell no, I'm not working.
Could you workman's comp?
How am I going to get workman's camp? I don't work for the state perks.
No. This I do not understand. Maybe it's too early or I really do need cataracts.
Hey, Beulah. Hey, Francine. Yeah, I don't understand. You break your thumb?
Yeah, Don Marine. I break my thumb at that water perk in Thimptonville. Are you making fun of a Hindu crapped person?
Hey, I'm the censor. Dawn Marie responded to Beulah's poorly spelled sentence with several emojis that would likely get the Rise Guys a meeting with the boss. You don't want that now, do we? No. I'm the censor protecting the guilty, the innocent, and our jobs.
Totally not what you meant, Beulah McGillicuddy, but once again, I knew what you meant. I do not think Dawn Marie was making fun of you, but her response was not PC.
Yeah. Okay, Francine. You thumb downed it? Call me out too? Beulah, no, was not making fun of you. But why not text with other thumb?
You think I didn't think a thought? You must taco me for a dumb fudge. I tried that, but left thumb has fingerprint login.
Yeah, but you can still use right thumb.
Yeah, but you just use the 4-digit code.
I foregoed it. But I use my left thumb and I lay it down on the table and then I tip with my end Duke's fingers.
Then why is it misspelling so much? I mean, we all do it.
True, Dawn Marie. You just spell misspellings with one L.
Now you both are making fun of me. I broke my thumb at water perk.
Then why can't you text right with you index finger?
I'm talk to Texas right now.
Okay, Dawn Marie. I believe she meant she's talk to texting.
So, did you break your jaw too? I mean, why are your words coming out weird?
Because she's slurring her words, obviously. It's the pain pills, I'd imagine.
No, yes, yeah. But lust my thumb don't hoot no moo.
Dear Lord, what are you on, Beulah?
Vicky Dunn's.
Insane.
Beulah.
Them Biggie Dons, did you?
I had a Kleenex in the side of my mouth.
He had something. You said, you reminded me of
Old Myth.
Of the guy who had the cotton balls in his mouth in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
That's right. Yes.
He might have been Dom DeLuise.
Well, it matched then, didn't it? Oh, you got to watch out for your thumbs. What you just heard was real. It was a real Facebook argument, screenshot by many of you, and sent anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was nice.
That was good. That was another edition of Facebook Fussing.
The RiseGuys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I'm going to ask her a very frank question right now. Hannah, you there? Hannah?
Hi.
Okay. We're about to call her, but I have one last question before. When she told you that she was thinking about also moving to South Carolina, what was your response? Did you say cool? Did you just play along with it like, oh, okay? Or did you give her any animosity, any negativity when she said it? Did you just play along with it?
I kind of like froze, and then I didn't know what to say, and I hadn't like taken time to figure out how to say it, so I just kind of like agreed that it was a great idea, I was excited to see her.
I want you to lay down and put a cold compress on your head while you do this. I can already tell you. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's gonna be talking to me. Do the breathing techniques. You know.
Yeah.
Breathe out of the nose.
Wait, in through the nose, out through the mouth, right?
Have I been doing it backwards all this time?
Maybe.
Who knows? All right, we're going to call her again, and you know, I have to ask you this. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not making you do this. You've provided the phone numbers to us, and we're not offering you any kind of prizes in lieu of, correct?
Correct.
All right, here we go. It's truth and consequences.
I'm getting nervous now.
I don't know why I am. I get, mm-hmm. Even if she cusses, we dump out on it. She's calling a lifelong friend since elementary school to tell her, please don't move down here. Here we go.
Hello? Hi. Hey. Hannon, what's up? Hey. Wait. How did you know it was me?
Well, I mean, I can tell by your voice, but yeah, I saw the area code and figured, I mean, you're the only person I know in the 864, so hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought, like, it just, like, kind of caught me off guard.
I'm full of surprises. What's up? Are you okay? You seem like you're stressed. What's happening?
I am stressed. I just, Taylor, I just really need to, like, talk to you about something.
I mean, here for it. Tell me it's about a boy.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing like that. It's about a girl.
It wouldn't be the first time, so.
It's not like what you're thinking.
Okay, and what's going on? Because, you know, suspense is kind of killing me, so you gotta tell me.
Taylor, are you really thinking about living down here?
Yes! I wouldn't tease you like that. I've been so excited. I honestly feel like the change of scenery is what I need, and yeah, I'm like so excited.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to talk to you about that.
What are you talking, why? You're being kind of weird. Are you like high? What's going on?
No, I'm not high. I breathe and I can't say anything to you.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, well, you know, you can say anything to me. So, I don't, well, you know, what's on your mind?
You, like, constantly.
Okay, I mean, are you saying you're in love with me? I don't, I'm a little lost.
Oh my gosh. I literally suck it. Guys, can you just help me out? I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Huh?
What is up? Hello, Taylor.
Morning, Taylor.
Taylor.
There's a bunch of us here.
Tay-Tay.
You're not on a party chat line. You're on the radio right now. We're down here in Greenville, South Carolina, 93.3 The Planet. We're the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And obviously you didn't win tickets to anything because there's nothing to win tickets to.
No. Yeah. So this is a segment we do called Truth and Consequences. It's where we allow a listener to come on and either confess something to someone or either give them their thoughts about something that's bothering them or, you know, jerk a tail and they're not.
Yeah, or jerk not
vice versa.
Tail, yeah.
But regardless.
So Hannah came to us.
She came to us and said she doesn't know how to tell you this. And she obviously still does not because she threw us the
I think she wanted us to throw her one of those.
She wanted us to throw her one of those.
The life preserver.
And so here we are.
Yeah.
At a loss for words. Now, first of all, I'm going to come back to something you said in a second. But let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah. Hannah doesn't want you to move here and follow her to South Carolina.
That's the that's pretty much what it's all about.
That's hard for me to say. I can't imagine how hard it is for her.
She's not doing it to be mean. She's just saying that this is a fresh start for her.
Hannah, what's going on? What? Okay, Taylor, I've been trying to figure out how to say this to you, and I mean, I just tried, and it sounded to you like I was trying to hit on you, so I obviously don't know the right words, but I think it's best if we don't spend our entire lives together all the time.
I mean, I understand. I'm like really caught off guard. I mean, I wish you would have told me before I got excited. I mean, I didn't realize that you didn't want to be friends anymore. I mean, nobody told me you're suddenly better than me, so.
Taylor, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we can't be friends, and I'm definitely not saying that I'm better than you. I'm not better than anybody. I still want to be your friend.
No, you really aren't my friend, because I thought you were, and I thought you cared, but I guess I'm just stupid, and you're right, so, yeah, I'm wrong.
Taylor, you know that's not true. Like, you know that I feel the way that I feel, and I'm trying to tell that to you, like, we can always be friends. I just don't want to live together. I don't honestly want roommates at all. Like, I just want to do my own thing and see how I like it here, and I wanted to tell you that without hurting your feelings. That was it.
I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to hear your empty apologies.
Well, just don't cuss. It's not empty. Oh, but you hung up. Son of a gun.
Taylor!
Quit hanging up in life. We tell our kids to chase your dreams and don't give up, John Cena. But then you got, if it's not going my way, click.
That's the equivalent of logging out when you're losing on Xbox Live.
Yes. Yes.
Turn it off. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
restart Madden.
Laugh at that.
Hannah.
That was manipulation at the end, I think.
Big time.
Right? That was straight up manipulation, trying to manipulate you into, I'm sorry, it's okay, come on, move in with me.
Yes.
That's what she's trying to do there.
Oh, honey, are you there?
I'm here.
Hannah?
Not you, Fable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She took that. A bunch of people might say that you were mean for doing that, but at the end of this, you have to remember what you said. During this year, 2020, through all the, I'm not going to say all the ups and downs, there's been a lot of just downs, that this has been the best year of your life because you have not been there to hold her hair while she's throwing up everywhere or consoling her when she gets stood up again and all these different things where it's kind of obsessive how she's acting about you. Forget it. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be fine. Now, if you see her around town, you call the authorities.
I
get a laugh when I would say something like that because people, when they're upset, you know.
She's going to be glad she did this later.
You are.
Yeah, I think you will be. Fat Boy's right about something.
Yeah. You pulled the Band-Aid off quick. You did.
Yeah. I hope you guys are right. I feel like I just feel like crap. Like, I just ruined her day and.
Well, you did.
I shouldn't have done it.
Maybe that realizing how you feel about that will ruin her day. But if it ruins down, if she moves down here, it's going to ruin a lot more than a day for you, it seems like.
Sure. That's
Is this how adult friend finder works? Could you find her a new friend up there?
I don't think
that's not the way it works. Yeah.
You can make new friends.
I know. I'd love to invite you to like a speed friending, but they're not doing those anymore.
Yeah.
Or nor have they, maybe.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I normally people feel vindicated and like they've just put the past behind them and they're ready. Now she seems worse.
No. Well, it's difficult. I mean, you know what? It's hard to swallow. You did something you know is going to hurt somebody's feelings, and you care about that person.
You
but ultimately,
feel good afterwards.
You have to care more about yourself than the guy beside you, at least to that self-preservation extent.
Yeah. You going to be okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to, if you had, if you need anybody to talk to, I would like to offer Paige's cell phone number to you. If you have any issues later, talk to her about something like that.
I've had to unfriend people before, so.
Oh, yes.
I'll be happy to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with all this. I hope your day. Oh, it's a rainy day, too. Damn.
Well,
are you working from home? Are you able to work from home?
I do work from
perfect.
Home.
Okay, perfect. All right, stay in and watch Lifetime all day. It'll be fine.
Take a day. All
right. Why does it got to be Lifetime?
Well, whatever you got.
Women watch Investigation Discovery, too.
That's true.
And Discover. Shutter.
Thank you so much. Be careful, and thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you guys for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, don't watch cuties.
What radio we're doing today. We did 30 minutes on electric chairs elephants that have been electrocuted.
He's got live unfriending.
And now a live unfriending.
Yep.
Good stuff, man.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.